Schools in West Virginia are closed for the sixth day with teachers on strike. The Republican governor has agreed to a pay raise, but that still has to pass the legislature. And teachers say they have additional concerns that go beyond pay. Dave Mistich is senior reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. He's in the Capitol in Charleston. And Dave, we've been hearing that there's a lot of activity there.
Yeah, again, once again, for, you know, days on end, it seems there are thousands of teachers, school service personnel, other public employees, supporters of all those groups here at the Capitol. We've heard chants of do your job and all sorts of things literally every day, and they're back to that again.
So what are the sticking points? We know that the deal is offering the teachers an increase pay of 5%, which is substantial, but they have some questions about health care. So what are the sticking points?
Right. So pay is a big one. West Virginia ranks 48th nationally in the country, including Washington, D.C., in average teacher pay. Healthcare has been a big problem here. As of right now, the insurance program for state employees has a freeze on rising costs for the next 16 months. But teachers, the service personnel, other public employees say that that's not enough. And just yesterday, through an executive order, Governor Jim Justice called upon a task force to be created to research and to delve into this issue of healthcare costs to the public employees insurance agency.
Okay, but I just want to ask, what is the average pay for a teacher in West Virginia? Because we're hearing they work second and third jobs, they're moving back in with parents. What's the average teacher pay?
It's about $45,000 a year. That probably sounds a lot higher than, and it is higher than the average income for West Virginians. But I think a lot of what we're hearing is that these teachers work very long hours. They contribute money out of their own pocket to pay for things around their classroom or to help out students that are in need. So I think that, you know, even though that number is higher than the average salary of all West Virginians, the teachers put in the time and the effort, and they claim that that they deserve the respect to make more than that.
Well, Dave, we just want to ask you about, you know, the very nature of this. This is a teachers' union. West Virginia recently became a right-to-work state, meaning that employees who are not in a union don't have to pay the union fees. This is a huge point of contention. Unions say if we're representing you and if you're going to benefit from our negotiations, you don't have to be in our union, but you should at least pay the fees for the benefits. And now in West Virginia and other states that don't have that requirement, people can work without paying fees towards the union and still get the benefit of the union negotiations. And some have said that's part of undermining unions when people don't have to pay the fees. But what's happening here? Do you think this is showing that this teachers' union still does have muscle?
Well, you know, West Virginia is a really important place as far as the history of the labor movements involved. You go back to the mine wars, particularly the labor movement and coal mining here in the state, hugely important. I think the narrative over the past few decades has been that the unions have been weakened. But I think that what we're seeing here in this movement is that counters that narrative that the unions are weaker. I should point out, and this is a thing that's been discussed around the Capitol, is that this movement, this labor movement, has been pushed largely by women. Of course, teachers, largely women, demographically, here in the state as well. And I also should point out that a rally on Monday of this week included the United Mine Workers of America and the AFL-CIO. Mm-hmm. So these teacher unions are aligning themselves with unions that have been particularly strong in the past.
Well, what's public opinion? 250,000 kids out of school for a week, parents caught up in that. What's public opinion?
We're seeing that's sort of a mixed bag. I mean, of course, it's an inconvenience to parents. There's a few that say that it's hurting them. They've had to pay for daycare. But again, there's also a large contingent of people that are very supportive of this that only see it as an inconvenience. So that's a mixed reaction there. And as things move on, I think you're bound to see a loss of public support. But for right now, people seem to be with them on this.
Well, this is a time when people have become painfully conscious of how important teachers are. David Mistich, senior reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thank you.
Thank you.